We're getting towards the end of the Aseres HaDibros. Tonight we're going to be dealing with the 8th Dibro, Lois Signoif, and everybody knows, we all learned it in Cheder, I guess, that the Lois Signoif of the Aseres HaDibros is going on Goinev Nefesh. It's not going on the stealing an object from a person, because that's later on in Kedoshim, Lois Signoivu. But over here we have Lois Signoif, it's a Dover Halomate Me in Yonai. Since we're talking about over here, Chiyuve Misa, Lois Yitzhov, you get killed, Lois Sinov, you get killed. So here also it has to be a Lois Signoif where you get killed. So that is when a person kidnaps another person. Now the Etzem Yisoid of kidnapping, that what happens to that person, we have in Mishpotim, it says, the Goinev Ish or Mechora, the Nimtza B'yoda, Mois Yumas. So if somebody steals Goinev, a person, and he sells them, the Nimtza B'yoda, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly it means, Rashi and Ramban, I mean, what exactly it means, the Nimtza B'yoda, we don't have to go into that now, Mois Yumas, he's five Misa, he gets Chenek. And you have the similar Posuk in Devarim, where you have an addition, it says in Chavdalet Zayin, Ki Yemotze Ish Goinef Nefesh Me'echav Bnei Yisrael, the His Amerboi, which we don't have in Yisrael, Umechoroi, Umeisa Ganef Ahu, Viyata Ro Mikirbecho. So it's a terrible crime to steal a person, to kidnap a person, and to sell him. What does it mean, the His Amerboi? That the Chazal say that it means that he has to have made some use of him. He has to have used him for some purpose of his own. In other words, he steals him, he uses him. Chazal say using could be as little as simply leaning on him for a while. He's tired and so he leans on his shoulder. Or it's windy and he doesn't want to be bothered by the wind, so he stands up this person in the way of the wind, so he's protected. So he's using him in some ways. So his amir boy. So, and then he sells them. So, what do we do with that? The truth is that when I was thinking about this Lois Signoif, I really didn't know, like, what is there beyond the heinousness of just kidnapping a person? What can there be more yesoidistic than that, that makes it into a dibra, that makes it into a fundamental principle of being a part of a mamlechus kohen in the goy kodesh, that if you do this terrible thing, you sort of dealt yourself out of the mamlechus kohen in the goy kodesh. So, but then I started looking at Daniel a little more, and it hit me suddenly like a ton of bricks, that it's an unbelievably yesoidistic thing. What started me thinking about it is, nowadays we have this nice encyclopedia on the Tariyak Mitzvahs. So, they bring over here from the Rikanati about the Tamei HaMitzvah, Ho'odam Nivro Keven Choyren. Rabbanishim created man as a free person, that he should be free to serve the Rabbanishim, to be kind the mitzvahs of the Torah. So Hagoinev Oysoi, Vahoyfech Oysoi Le'eved, Mefer Bekachas Rotzen Hashem. The Tamei HaMitzvahs, L'Rikanati, L'Sase, Chof Aleph. Now, the fact is that really only started me on a certain Mahalach HaMachshavah, and I'll share that with you. And I think that that's really very, very yesoidistic, and for me at least, it explains very, very adequately why this should be part of the Aseres HaDibros. Because the truth is that the Issa, the way Chazal explained the Issa, how they learned the Psukim, and how they finally formalize the halachas of what exactly is mechayev misa by goinev ish or mechorai, a lot of things take place which don't really make any sense from a certain standpoint. For example, goinev. What exactly is a geneva? Now, when we ganev of objects, we know what a geneva is. We learn babakama, we know the hagoizel, the beruva, whatever it is. And we know that the Gedeva or Gezela takes place that you make a Maisa Kinyon on the object. There's Kinyone Gezela, everybody knows this expression, Kinyone Gezela, and those Kinyone Gezela come about because you take and make a Kinyon. So the same way that you make kinyone geneva, or you make kinyonim in order to be a ganav, if you just look at somebody's chayfah to say, okay, I'm going to take it now, you're not a ganav. You have to do actually a maisa kinyon. It has to be a valid maisa kinyon, which if you are buying the object would be put it into your possession, a kinyon, and that you do on the geneva without the permission of the owner, of course. So that makes you into a ganav. So the din is that by goinav nefesh, so there also you only become a goinav if you make a maisa kinyon. And a whole bunch of fakirs, what kind of kinyon, this kinyon, but yeah, the bottom line is that you have to make a kinyon. Otherwise you're not a ganav. You can't become a ganav unless you make a kinyon. Now, by goinav nefesh, that's very, very, very difficult to understand. Because when I steal an object, okay, I'm stealing it. The owner didn't give me rishus. So the Torah was mechadesh a pasha of geneva. Okay? So I do what I would do if I would take it legitimately, and since I'm taking it illegitimately, I become a ganav. But that's because the object which I'm taking is an object on which ownership is a possibility. So if the ownership is a possibility and I arrogate the object to myself without permission, and therefore I can't become a full owner because the owner didn't let me, so I become a ganav and I have kinyone geneva legave certain nafkaminas, so that makes sense. But what sense does it make to make a maisa kinyon on a human being on whom I cannot have a kinyon? There's no way. We talked about this a little bit earlier about this yesoid that you can't be an eved. Avodahem v'loy avodim l'avodim. You can't, an eved ivri cannot become a real eved. A ben choyren, a yisroel, cannot become an eved. Remember we talked about the Rashi in Baha, Shtorai Koidem. You can't be an eved. You can't, no yid can have a kinyan in another yid. It doesn't exist. You can be a sochia, but then you don't. Then you're not owned by him. But a maisa kinyon on a person, which is the equivalent of the maisa kinyonim which I make when I ganav a chefet, is very difficult to understand. What kind of kinyon am I making? There is no kinyon on a human being. He's a ben choyren before, just as much as he's a ben choyren now. So, what kind of kinyon is that? On whom am I kidding? The fact is, I don't become a goyin of nefesh unless I make a maisa kinyan. But the fact is also that maisa kinyan doesn't do anything. So what's happening over here? It's a very strange halacha. And now, for example, the hisame boy, I'm using him. So what does that mean? Now, what chashivas does that using have? I'm taking a ben choyren. I'm taking somebody who is 100% Yisrael, and I have absolutely no kinyonim in him whatsoever, so I use him. So what does that do? But even harder than that is the umchoroi. And now the din is that in order to be chayiv misa for goinav nefesh, it's only if you sell him as an eved. So you sell him as an eved to something else. You know what? That kinyon isn't chal. The person who buys him for an eved, he has no kinyone avdus in him, for the very simple reason that the person who sold it to him, which is the ganav, also doesn't have any kinyonim in him. So the sale which you make is a non-starter. It's not a sale. Afal pikein, if I don't go through this non-sale, so I'm not chayiv misa. So the whole thing, the whole maisa of the avera of being goin of nefesh or mechorai, is really a sort of a game. Nothing is happening. I gun of him, nothing has changed. I have zilch susim in him. Nothing should be nothing. But I went through the act of gunvening him, and I did a maisek neighbor. So really nothing has happened. But then I use him. The use is not in any way a legal use, a legal kind of use. It's exactly the same as if I'm bothered by the sun and I grab somebody, not the Torah's governing him, and I put him down and I say, I'm going to beat you up if you're going to move away. Please stand between me and the sun that I shouldn't be bothered. So what have I done? Nothing. I have no chusim in this person, and now I sell him. It's vital, the same thing. So how do we understand this issa? And not a chi of misa, a chi of misa for something which I didn't do one single thing. There's nothing. Lo yitzah, I murder somebody, he's dead. Lo yitzah, if I'm a zane with an ashes ish, I says nus. Over here, what did I do? I ganefed? I'm not, I didn't ganef. I can't ganef him. Because the concept of geneva is kinyonim. Kinyone geneva. That's what the concept of geneva is. And I can't have a kinyonim in this person. And I have to have sold him. But I can't sell him. I would go through the motion of selling him. I didn't do anything. The koiner didn't get anything. But now I'm chayv misa for having done it. What is going on? It's a very, very difficult mitzvah to understand, or difficult to understand. But I think that he and I said it. I mean, going back to the Rikanati, who says that the Rebbeinu Shem wants us to be b'nei choyrin, and by making him into an eved, by kidnapping him and selling him as an eved, I'm going against the rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shem. There's more than that. You know what the issa is over here? At least that's how I understand it. I can't guarantee that I'm right, but I'll share with you what I think. I think that the issa that we're talking about over here is the issa of making a subject into an object. That gufa is the issa, that I'm treating him like an object. He's not an object, he's a subject. He's a ben choylen, he's a yid. Nobody can have kanyonim on him. There's no such thing as a kinyon in a yid. It doesn't exist. What am I doing? I'm treating a fellow Jew like an object. I'm stealing you. I'm using you. I'm selling you. These are all actions which can be done with objects. And the fact that they can't be done with people is not something coincidental. This Gezeirat HaKosher wasn't said by people. It's because a person is a person. He's a yochid, he's a unique ben of the Rebbeinu Shloilem. So it's not shayach. There's nothing that I can do any of these things. So what I'm doing is that I'm turning a human being into an object, and that the Rebbeinu Shem says, you take a human being and you treat him as though he were an object. You treat him as though you can be kind to him. You treat him as though you can sell him. So you have made an object out of a subject, and for that I'm mechayev yumisim. That's a meirde gezach. This idea, and that can be understood so well as being a principle, a constitutional principle of a mamlechas koyanim v'goy kodesh. How does Rashi learn mamlechas koyanim? Mamlechas koyanim is sorem. He's a king. Each yid is a king. Now we're going to take a king and you make kinyonim in a king. Each person by himself is a melech. You know, there's a chazal. Everybody knows the Gemara, I think it's in Shabbos, right? Where the Shailas, which the Rebbeinu Shem is going to ask us when we come to the Beit Shel Malo, Nososa v'nosata be'emuna, Dotna pe'palta b'chochma. There are things that we ask. Kvata etim la'toyro. So there's a Medrash which says that there's another question which the Rebbeinu Shem is going to ask us when we come in front of him for the Mishpat. And he's going to ask us, Himlachto es chavercho olecho benachas ruach, were you mamlich your friend over you? Did you spend your life being mamlich your friend over you? Which means that it's going to be mamlich by me, that the man is going to be made of me, that I was supposed to take every person whom I meet in my life. You meet a lot of people in a lifetime. And each one is going to be your melech. You have to be mamlich the person over you. Now, what does that mean? What's mechayev me to make you a melech over me? You're not my melech. So why should I make you a melech over me? Lemaisa, you could ask the other way also. If I'm supposed to make him my melech, so he's mistama supposed to make me his melech. So I make him my melech, and he makes me his melech. So where does that leave us? So how do we understand that? How do we understand such an obligation that the Rebbeinu Shem wants us to be mamlech other people over ourselves? What does it mean? So So I think it means the following, and then it fits in very, very well with what we're learning over here with the Dibro of Lysignoi. Lemaisa, the pshat is like this: each one of us is a melech in his own little world. I'm a melech in my world. What do I mean by that? I meet people. I meet tons of people. I meet people, I meet my employers, I meet my talmidim, I meet my neighbors. Everybody whom I meet comes into my world. He walks into the world over which I am a melech. I'm a melech over my own life. And therefore, lemaisa, it's just a human fact that we look at the people whom we meet as objects to my subject. In my world, I'm the only one who counts. It's always the I. Somebody made a very interesting remark once. That's interesting. And it's in a way, it's very sad. When we want to do an aveda, there's something over there, I see a candy and it's got a questionable hechsher, and I want to eat it. What's going on inside me? I want to eat this. I want to eat this. It's I who wants to eat it. When we want to do a mitzvah, we don't want to do an aveda. So how do we talk to ourselves? Look, this is something you shouldn't do. You're more choshev than that. This is nishfadir. Isn't that interesting? That the I associate with my wants, my cravings, even if they're averas. And when I want to do something good, it's like somebody, a mystical rabbi is coming to me and saying, listen, you know, you should be above that. I am a king. A king gets what he wants. In my world, I am a king. You encroach on my world. You are an object to my subject. I look at you only from the point of view of what can you and what do you contribute to my world. I have a Talmud. Are you admiring my shir? Are you listening to me? Are you moiredik nesfoil from what a great teacher I am? He's an object. What I should be doing is, yeah, I should be wondering, Yankel, am I fulfilling my duty legabe you? You've got the right, you've got a tree on me to teach you Torah. But I don't think that way. I think from my standpoint, because I'm the melech. Anybody, I give a speech, are the people listening to me? If I see that they're interested, it gives me a terrific boost. If I see that they're all dropping off to sleep, I feel broken. Every person who encroaches onto my consciousness, he encroaches into my field, into my world, is a subject in my malchus. I think that the geder of himlachto es chavercho lecho benachas ruach, that I have to be mamlich you, and I ask, what's the point? You have to be mamlich me, and I have to be mamlich you, so you are my melech, and I'm your melech, so let's already leave things as they are. Well, I have to be mamlich you. I think what it means is that the Torah demands that l'chol ha'pachas, I have to understand that just like I am the melech over my world, and everybody who comes into my world, I view as an object encroaching into my malchus, realize, be mamlech your friend over you. Realize that just like you feel legabe your world, he feels legabe his world. And legabe him, you're the object who's encroaching into his world. You have to understand him. You have to have patience with him. You have to realize how his Mahalach HaMachshava is going. You know, I got news for you. How is his Mahalach HaMachshava going? Exactly as your Mahalach HaMachshava goes. Just like you look at him as an object encroaching into your malchus, he looks upon you as an object encroaching onto his malchus. And that way you'll come to understand him. That's the geder of him lachtes chavecho lecho benachas ruach. That's what the Rabban Shem is going to ask us. Did you have enough seichel to understand that each person in his world, the greatest gaon and the most poshuto person in the shuk, they're all kings. They're all kings in their world. And that is what the Rabban Shem is going to ask us when we come in front of the Kisei HaKovod. says, did you make the whole world into objects, or did you realize that to the extent that you come into his world, you're the object of his subject? So everybody's a melech. Everybody's a melech. So you can't make a melech into an object. And that is the issa of Ganev Nefesh. You're treating him like an object. And that is, I mean, we can read it into the Rikanati, or we don't have to read it into the Rikanati. The Maisa is, and that's what he's saying, the Rabban Shem made all of us into Bnei Chayrin, we are all Melochim. And you know what? What does it say in the Torah? In the Torah it says, Ba'atem tiyu li mamlechas kayanim v'gai kodesh. Zog Rashi, what is mamlechas kayanim? Sogem. So the Yisoid of the Aseret HaDibra is the Yisoid of Mamet HaSinai is that each of us is a melech. Sogem, mamlechas kayanim, we are a kingdom of kings. 600,000 kings. And now the Torah says, you go and you steal such a king, and you make a kinyan on him, and you use him, and you sell him. I'm not, none of it makes any sense. None of it has any halachic kiyum. Over lemaisa, you're taking somebody who is part of the mamlechas koyanim, the goy kodesh, and you're making an object out of him. On that, the Rabbeinu Shem says, on that, there's a chiyuv mitzvah. That is the fundamental principle of Yiddishkeit, and that is why the Rabbeinu Shem is going to ask us when we come to the Kisei HaKovet, did you understand that when you deal with another person, you're dealing with a king? That's the ikka. So it's an ikka shebi ikram, and we understand very, very well how this avera, this loisignov, comes into the Aseret HaDibros.